Today is a perfect sheep day. Overcast, not hot, not too windy.
Aaron Gilliam watches as a flock of gray-white sheep quietly graze through the tall, yellowing grasses on a hillside in Helen Putnam Regional Park. He's contracted with the county to bring in the 300 animals to accomplish two things.
We have a dual purpose of improving the grassland ecosystem as well as managing for fire protection.
Sheep are ideally suited to do this, Gilliam says, because within the temporary paddocks he sets up, they replicate the historic interactions between native grasslands, grazing ruminants, long ago that would have been bison or an antelope, and the larger predators who control their populations. As the sheep munch and move around, he explains, they trample a lot of the grass instead of eating it. And that's a good thing.
The trampled grass is still connected oftentimes at the base. It's not going to blow away. And it's left more intact than if you mow it. So the trampled grass stays in place better. It protects the soil. And that's what we're really searching for here in our grassland management, is to have protected soils that the rain impact isn't going to create washing away of topsoil. And when we're reinvigorating the soil microbiome, all that adds up to the mimicking of these historic herds of animals. And as opposed to having the wolves and grizzly bears and big cats, you've got me, some electric fence, and a dog.
This is the second year that Gilliam's sweetgrass grazing business has been brought in. Melanie Parker, a natural resource manager for Sonoma County Regional Parks, says the sheep have been given an additional task this year.
Poison oak is a larger issue this year with all the moisture, so we're doing a pilot to see how the sheep can control the poison oak along the trails as well as manage for our fuels in the grassland.
Those greener bushes are a treat for his flock, says Gilliam, but the sheep only reduce the size of the poison oak, protecting trails and other human use areas. It's a native plant, so hard to eradicate. And besides, the sheep's presence also helps everything grow after they've moved on.
It's an underappreciated aspect of having ruminants out on grasslands. Grasslands co-evolved with large herds of grass-eating animals and their predators stalking them, keeping those animals bunched together and keeping their manure spread not just near the water holes or in the shade spots, but all over the landscape. And that's redistribution of the pre-digested plant matter as a fertilizer, but also redistribution of digestive enzymes and the bacteria that specialize in digesting cellulose and lignin, thereby reinvigorating the soil.
The grazing project has three goals, says Parker: avoiding fossil fuel use while reducing fuel loads before the fire season and enhancing ecological values. If it lives up to her expectations, she hopes to expand this approach to other regional parks.
We'd be looking at parks that are close to neighborhoods where fuels reduction is important, parks where grazing has been omitted for a long time, and so biodiversity is reduced, and looking for areas where we can partner with people like Aaron to give them a long-term, sustainable land base on which to operate. We're running all of our parks through this sieve right now and creating a long-term grazing plan.
The current grazing at Putnam Park should wrap up around the end of this week. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.